How long is it going to take?
Hold on, I'll look at your schedule. Well, today's Tuesday, so we could have it all done by Friday.
What? Your website offers an examination in a single day.
That's not possible now. One doctor's away on holiday, another one is ill and one has stopped working now. There should be a replacement for him, but not before Friday.
You know what? Have a nice day.
Don't worry, I will. And our manager will too. And I'm going to help him.
My wife was slightly taken aback when I called her so soon, asking where she was and suggesting we go for a nice lunch together. After all, I hadn't eaten anything yet that day and my nerves were nearly in tatters. She wasn't far from the clinic, so I didn't have to wait very long before I finally got something to eat. I had a starter, soup and main dish, and I hankered after a dessert to calm myself down a little. When I told her what happened at the clinic, she was very surprised, but it didn't make her give in. "You're going to have a checkup at home, and there won't be any postponing. I'll make an appointment for you myself." I had no choice but to agree. As we had the day off, we went for a walk in the city. My only duty was to fix an appointment with our client, the clinic owner, for the following day. He tried to get some information from me on the phone, but I was reluctant to talk about what had happened. I wanted to see his reactions as I told him. Good morning.
How are you doing? How did it go yesterday? I didn't expect you to be that quick.
I'm going to tell you everything in a single sentence. Very arrogant staff, unjustifiably high prices in comparison with the competition of the same quality, lack of specialised physicians, unkempt interior of the clinic, misleading information on the website and in other promotional materials. I could go on, but I see no point in that.
I sort of expected that.
The ward nurse is obviously playing hanky-panky with the manager, and I think they're preparing to turn your company into their family business. I haven't seen the manager yet, but I already feel sorry for him.
Why?
If there was a championship in arrogance, she would be the unrivaled winner.
And now, tell me, what would you do in my place?
I would run an internal audit that would assess the period from the time the new manager took charge of the clinic after your wife's departure until the present. It's been about a year, so if an experienced auditor goes month by month, it can't take that long.